You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
So the trial of St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery did get underway today. Elliot Davis, who is doing independent journalism, former Fox reporter, was covering it. They were on a lunch break a couple hours ago, and I haven't heard the latest. But he did make it to the courtroom, which was, you know, something that prevented the trial from moving forward yesterday. We're going to get an update. This is obviously something that the Attorney General's office, Catherine Hanaway, is involved with. Also, there is something involving a big judgment on China, and Catherine will join us at the bottom of the hour. I will have audio cut of the day tomorrow on the show. Our friend Dwayne Patterson from HotAir.com. We also have a roundtable set for Friday. Jane Duker on the panel, State Rep Steve Butts and James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson. And just another reminder that we're doing the live broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald's on Monday for Guns N' Hoses and the weigh-in. And I have tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday for Guns N' Hoses. We're also giving away some tickets on site, and we'll keep you posted on that as well. And I think later this hour, because it's the last hour of the show, and Ethan has probably not reminded me yet, but I need to remember I have Foreigner and Leonard Skinner tickets to give away as well. So that's coming up. Hey, Leland Vittert is back with us. News Nation anchor and host, St. Louis native, former KMOX intern. We have to throw that in there, too. How are you, Leland?
Hey, never better. Glad to be back with you guys.
I don't know if you know this, but tomorrow, I've got to toss this in because tomorrow, as you know, is the 20th of November. It's 11/20, and KMOX is celebrating 100 years. It's actually December 24th is the actual moment of 100 years, but tomorrow is the big birthday celebration with your friend and mine, Charlie Brennan, will take part. They're letting me say a few things on the air. I'm surprised by that, but I guess I made the cut. But look, you know the reputation.
Did they make you put those on tape first?
No, I think I get to.
They're going to let you do it live.
They're going to let me do it live, but I think I'm mainly on there to talk about to other folks. Do you remember, because this is an interesting story, and you have to know, you remember Bob Hamilton, Leland?
I do, although I was not there for that.
But Bob was a legend, and he had that voice, right? The big, yep. Oh, we all did impersonations of him. Well, Bob was one of my you know, heroes in the 80s, and I got to know him. He came to my high school graduation. He would listen to my air checks, and he was really one of my mentors, and he had a great long, you know, stay at KMOX. And then it was really interesting for me as someone who was, you know, I'm a weird little kid. I love music radio, and I did music radio, but when I heard some of the things that happened on talk radio, even in the early 1980s, I think I'm a little older than you, when Jack Carney was here, you're like, man, I want to do that for a living. And I was very lucky I got to be on KMOX for 16 years. So tomorrow is a big celebration day on 11/20. But how are you doing, and how's the book doing? Because I'm going to talk about a couple of things in the news, but you wrote this book, Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism. We had a great interview with you about 5 weeks ago. You're coming back into town for some appearances, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I got to thank you, Mark, because you really kicked it off for us. And Born Lucky ended up on the New York Times bestseller list, thanks to the support out of St. Louis. Thank you very much. And you noted it's about me growing up with autism, my father, Mark, and his journey to adapt me to the world rather than the world to me. It is hope, really. And I think this is why it's resonated, right? It is hope for every parent of a kid having a hard time. Whether it's autism or ADHD or anxiety or bullying, whatever it is. And that's proven out because we've heard from hundreds of people. I've had stacks of emails and letters, and you know how heartening that is to get. And everyone positive, just saying thank you so much for writing this. I feel hope. I don't feel alone anymore. So we're coming back to town. All of this is on bornlucky.com. So if you go to bornlucky.com, you'll get all of this information. But we're going to be at Hearth and Soul in Ladue on Saturday at noon, and then at 7 p.m. at the County Library.
So run down the times right now. Heart and Soul at noon on Saturday, and then 7 p.m. that same night at St. Louis County Library. Do you need to register for any of those or just show up?
No, bornlucky.com gives you all the information as well. You can show up. You don't need to register for either one. $10 at the door at Heart and Soul, and that goes right to the St. Louis chapter of Autism Speaks. And since you're giving a lot of things away, okay?
Yeah.
You right? Okay, I'll give something away here too. I'm sure I'm allowed to do this. The first 10 people who show up at Hearth and Soul and say, I heard about this on Mark Reardon's show, I will cover your $10.
Man, that's going to be embarrassing if no one comes up to you. That means I'm going to have to really plug this in the next couple of days. Good move, Leland Vittert. That was brilliant PR on your part. So, yeah, the first 10 people at Hearth and Soul on Saturday at noon. Let's talk about some news that's happening.
The first 10 people who say Mark Reardon to me, okay,
right.
They got to come
okay.
up and they say, hey, I heard about this on Mark's show. Okay, and again, if we don't get to 10, I'm coming back on Monday, and I'm giving you a hard time.
Fair enough. You have to come. If you're going to be Monday in town, come see us in person at Helen Fitzgerald's, because we're going to be there for Guns N' Hoses, which is next Wednesday night, a week from tonight. Let's talk about some of the things happening in the news right now. In the aftermath of this shutdown, what was accomplished by the Democrats in the shutdown? They felt like they had some momentum coming, you know, out of the election. I think health care was certainly a talking point that has worked for them. They knew that that was something that would get some buzz in the media. But in the end, did they get anything in return from the Republicans?
Meaningfully, no, from the Republicans. It's very clear Democrats lost the battle on the shutdown. We don't know if they won the war. And right now, the war, really, the next battle is going on, right? And that is the battle over health care. And Republicans are terrified of it because they have no plan on how to fix Obamacare. Obamacare is a disaster. We all know that. Affordable care, it's neither care nor affordable. So it's two lives for the price of one. But people get a lot of money in subsidies, and that money is going away. And people's health insurance bills, you know, people in Missouri making $150,000 a year, suddenly your health care is going to cost more than your mortgage, far more than your mortgage. And the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they are terrified going into the midterms of not having a way to fix that.
So what would the end game be, though? Because the ideas on how to fix that become very, very complicated. And, you know, the subsidy issue in and of itself, I think, is nuanced. And let me offer this as an example. And I know that there are people out there that probably need the subsidies and they're worried, but these subsidies were also temporary. But Amy Klobuchar up in Minnesota puts a thing on her X account that shows this, you know, heartwarming story of this couple that retired in the early 50s, and they had the money to do that. They're going to have their, you know, health care double moving forward, $15,000 a year in subsidies that they want the taxpayers to give them when they retired early. So there's cases that you hear. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really do need this, and I think Republicans are aware of that. But how do you juggle that with some of the other stories where there's clearly people that are taking advantage of this that probably don't deserve the subsidies?
Well, that's why people get elected. And that's what Republicans are going to have to figure out how to deal with. And they're going to have to balance the couple who retired in their 50s with the couple in their 40s who have three kids and maybe one with special needs. It's going to be featured on NBC Nightly News.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the problem for Republicans. And the Democrats crystallized in the shutdown that healthcare is now Republicans' problem. And, you know, the one thing about Washington is things may not be your fault, right? The high prices are not Donald Trump's fault. We can all agree on that because of what happened in the Biden administration and lots of other things. It is his problem. And that is what happens when you sit behind the Resolute desk. And Republicans, I think, were surprised by how effective the Democratic talking point of Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. It is a very effective talking point, and there it always happens. The party in power gets blamed.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people, I've had listeners point this out, and look, I've criticized Republicans over the years. Sometimes they're not particularly good at messaging, and, you know, some of that I would say is blaming some of the mainstream and the legacy media for not being fair in many of these instances. But even the way that they, you know, had to change the marketing on the Big Beautiful Bill, you would think that someone would have thought about that ahead of time and said, hey, maybe we should have the tax, you know, cuts resonate with the American people, because then you didn't really do that. And when they rebranded it, no one really paid attention. You get to the fall and you're in the government shutdown, then healthcare kind of takes over. And that plays to, you know, the reality of where people are with their budgets and how they pay their bills and, you know, how they get their medicine and everything. So it is something that resonates with the American people. It's just such a complicated issue. It was complicated 13, 14 years ago when all this was shoved down our throats. But the main thing I remember from a lot of those discussions, for example, with Senator Claire McCaskill, is we're doing this to reduce premiums, right? And in many cases, in most cases, that has not happened, certainly with Obamacare.
Agreed. Again, the American people have a very short memory of what you have done for them lately. And I am old enough to remember in 2024 and 2023 talking to Democrats, both on the record and off the record, about how, you know, oh boy, the real problem for Democrats is they're just not messaging well, right? And oh, if only Joe Biden told Democrats and told the country more and more about what he did for them, then things would be better. And I say this respectfully to you. I hear when I talk to Republicans say, you know, us Republicans just aren't messaging well enough. And I hear it from Democrats. Us Democrats just aren't messaging well enough, because both sides believe that if only we tell the American people more about what we're doing, it's going to work. And I would submit that it's much more visceral than that. It's how people feel. It's how Americans feel at the end of the week when they go in, you know, when they go to the grocery store, or when they want to take their kids to the movies, or when they've got to pay for their kids' sports. It's how do they feel? I think there's that Maya Angelou line. You know, you can say almost whatever you want to people. People will never forget how you make them feel, and that is what Trump and Republicans face right now.
Leland Vittert is here. He's a News Nation host, St. Louis native. He's coming back into town to promote his book, Born Lucky, this weekend. Now, you were, if I'm not mistaken, you spent many years in Jerusalem, didn't you, as a foreign correspondent?
I did. Four years, yes.
Okay, so we go back. We have this big announcement of the ceasefire, and it seems like a big victory, and the hostages come back. And then this happens with a lot of the national news, and you know this. Then you don't hear about it for weeks, and the government shutdown happens, and there's all this focus on the politics, and now we got the Epstein files and everything. But what's happened with the ceasefire and Middle East peace, in your opinion? Where are we on that? Because it seems totally out of the news cycle.
Well, I'll submit to you that it doesn't really matter. And that's going to sound odd. And you're going to also hear a bunch of sirens here in a second. And I believe this is the vice president's motorcade coming back from Capitol Hill. So my apologies to your listeners, but they will believe that I'm actually for sure really in Washington as you hear the motorcade go by. But what I can tell you without question is that the Palestinian issue and what's happening in Gaza doesn't matter. And the way we know that is because the Saudis just came into D.C. and they spent the entire week in D.C. and Donald Trump threw them this huge pageant at the White House, and they had all these meetings, and the Saudis promised all this investment, and the Palestinians didn't come up once. Nobody cares about them. People care about using the Palestinians, as the Democrats certainly did, as a cudgel, but nobody really cares about that. And the genius of Trump, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, was understanding that the root of problems in the Middle East does not come from the Israeli-Palestinian debate. It comes from Iran. And once you isolate Iran, which Trump did, and put them in their place, the rest of the Middle East shifts, and the United States once again can be the real power broker and be in a position of strength. That's what Trump did. The Palestinian debate is one that's going to continue for as long as the Palestinians, in the words of Golda Meir, hate the Jews more than they love their children. That hasn't changed.
Yeah. What do you think, and I don't know how much you've covered this, on the Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, you know, frayed relationship and everything with the Epstein files right now? Because, you know, I haven't, and I don't want to be insensitive to victims of sexual abuse, but I haven't, you know, dove in deeply into a lot of the Epstein files. It's a lot of, you know, one side says this, the other side says this. But now they vote almost unanimously to release the files. I don't even realistically know what that means and how much will be redacted. But you have the president calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a traitor and her responding quite, you know, vocally in the last couple of days saying, look, I put my, you know, my reputation on the line to support you, and this is how I'm treated. So in the rest of MAGA world, I don't know how that plays right now, but it's kind of fascinating to see this happening in the backdrop.
Yeah, there is a group of MAGA, Marjorie Taylor Greene being among them, and a group of Democrats who both believe that the Epstein files are going to uncover a ring of pedophiles that have been protected by multiple administrations. And this ring of pedophiles was supplied with young women or trafficked young women by Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that, whether it be the Democrats who believe that it was Donald Trump who was a beneficiary of these women. There's evidence to strongly say that did not happen. And there's lots of evidence to suggest that there were no other rich and powerful men who were trafficked women who are big Democrats. So it's quickly becoming the JFK files, is that there's enough out there. There's enough little smoke to say, well, what about this? And how do you explain this email? And how do you explain that? And, oh, but they were there. So they, and it is going to become this sort of religion for a lot of people to hold on to. Nothing's true, but everything's possible.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, because like I don't know, and I was going to pull this up from yesterday. So Clay Higgins from Louisiana, he's the one no vote. And what he said was, and I read this and I thought, well, maybe there's something to this. He goes, I've been a principled no on this bill from the beginning. What was wrong with the bill 3 months ago is still wrong today. It abandons 250 years of criminal justice procedure in America. As written, this bill reveals and injures thousands of innocent people, witnesses, people who provided alibis, family members, etc. If enacted in its current form, this type of broad reveal of criminal investigative files released to a rabid media will absolutely result in innocent people being hurt. It's kind of hard to argue against that being a possibility, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a certitude,
yeah,
number one.
Yeah.
And he is the one principled person in this. He is not incorrect. The problem is that for Trump, I think he realized that the tide had turned, and then he went ahead and sort of went with it. And this is the problem for both sides. And again, for those of your listeners who don't know, I'm sort of a right first wrong guy rather than a left first right guy. That's what makes News Nation different, is that is the problem with these sort of narrative based stories that are not rooted in fact. And that's no different than Russiagate. It became about the narrative rather than about the facts. And the Epstein files have become about the narrative. And now, as you point out, and by the way, this happened in Russiagate too, there's going to be a lot of very innocent people, or tangentially innocent people, who get very hurt.
Yeah, and though, look, there's even stuff happening, and some of this gets so complicated, but the Republicans are making, you know, some hay, and everyone's going to do this with some emails that went out, like even from Hakeem Jeffries to Jeffrey Epstein. But what you're finding is, and this is the nuanced part of this, is there's a lot of people that wrote emails to Jeffrey Epstein. They're more standard. I'm not trying to defend Hakeem Jeffries because I think he's not my favorite person on Capitol Hill, but some of these are standard type of fundraising emails that go out to a lot of people and don't necessarily mean
this
a connection
real...
exists.
No, it doesn't mean a connection exists, but it does mean this, that after Jeffrey Epstein pled guilty to trafficking child prostitutes, right? I mean, he pled guilty to sex crimes involving kids. And we can look back at the Alex Acosta deal and say it was a sweetheart deal and why did it happen and everything else. But the world knew that this man was evil and was involved in sex acts with underage women, which is just disgusting at every level. Okay? Period. Full stop.
Absolutely.
And yet, there were a lot of rich and powerful people, okay, from George Stephanopoulos to Katie Couric to Larry Summers to the fundraisers for Hakeem Jeffries to the representative from the Virgin Islands, Plaskett, who texted him for advice, on and on and on, who didn't care. Epstein had something they wanted, which was either money or power or access, and they had something he wanted, which was effectively access, and they had no problem associating themselves with someone who was truly evil and despicable. And those people, I don't think, deserve a pass. You know, those aren't people who were in FBI investigative files giving alibis. Those aren't people sitting around who happen to have been, you know, caught up in some email from someone about somebody else that will be released. Those are people who willingly cavorted, I use that phrase loosely, with a sexual predator, and they knew he was at the time. And they should be held account for that, or at least the world should know it.
Yep, I don't disagree with that. Leland Vittert, he's coming back into town this weekend. Born Lucky is the name of his book. He's a St. Louis native. You can watch him tonight on News Nation. It's called Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, Grateful Son, My Journey with Autism, at noon at Hearth and Soul in Ladue. If you go, it's $10, but if you mention my name, he's going to pick up the first 10 people, if there's 10. We're going to promote the hell out of it. I'm going to mention this every break in the next couple of days just so I can get to the number 10. But also 7 p.m. at the St. Louis County Library. So you enjoy your weekend in St. Louis. Did you get to hang for Thanksgiving week with the family, or you have to go back?
So my wife and I will be down. You know, my parents left St. Louis a while ago.
Yeah.
And they're down south. So my wife and I will go head down and be with them, which will just be great.
You mean they chose a better climate? Go figure. Who would do that?
But I'll put this way. I'm going to make a stop at the smokehouse, though. The best Thanksgiving fixings you can possibly get.
You know, unfortunately, we've had, even today wasn't too bad, but now you got crappy weather moving in for the weekend. So we've had some really warm weather, unseasonably warm, but it's going to get a little chilly this week and into next week. Lucky Vittert, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
One has also got to irresponsibly manage his clock, what we call. In other words, I went too late there with Leland Vitter. But we have Catherine Hanaway come up. The trial of Alfred Montgomery, the sheriff, started today. So she'll have something to say on that. And then there's a China story to share as well. But we have tickets to give away. So let me do that right now. We knew we had to play Free Bird eventually here. It's Foreigner and Leonard Skinner at the amphitheater. This show is not until August 6th. We have pairs of tickets to give away all week long. Live Nation is providing these tickets, so if you would like to go to this show next summer, I feel like I have to play a little Foreigner here too. Oh, I like that one a lot. Caller number 7 on the contest line right now, 314-241-9797. You're a winner. You're going to go to see Leonard Skinner in Foreigner next summer, August 6th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. We're coming back with Catherine Hanaway on 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, I have some amazing audio from Joy Reid, of all people, on the transgender issue that might shock people. It certainly shocked me. That will be featured in our audio cut of the day. A reminder that on tomorrow's show, we got a Reardon Roundtable that we're gearing up for on Friday, of course. Jane will be on the panel. I think we have James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson, and Steve Butts. I thought Fred told me something about tomorrow, and now I can't remember, so we're just going to make it up. We're going to have great guests on tomorrow. Just like today, we have the Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, on the line with us to talk about a few things, including the trial of Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. Hi, Catherine. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Mark. And I just want to go on the record that I, for one, miss your bumper music.
Well, I miss it a lot. Thank you for pointing that out. Is there any kind of injunction that we can file with Odyssey to give me my bumper music back? Because I miss it terribly.
I gotta figure out the state interest,
yeah.
But I'll start thinking about that.
You know, here's the deal. I haven't really shared this, but it was a lot of work for the producers. Like, a lot of work for the producers, because I was doing a lot of variety, and it just became a resources thing. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do, like, the 5 o'clock hour on Friday just to, you know, put some music in, but I do miss it because it added to the flavor of the show, and I know that you're a fan. So I appreciate that more than you would know. But let's talk about the sheriff. I featured a little reporting from Elliot Davis, who wrote up something on Facebook earlier today because he's doing independent journalism. But explain what happened, because the sheriff was supposed to be at the courtroom yesterday for the start of the trial, but he was at a federal, you know, jail or a prison facility. What was the confusion there?
So he was actually... held by the federal authorities in maybe a month ago, and there isn't a federal prison or even jail right in the St. Louis area, and so any prisoners have to be pushed out to county jails. Some are in St. Louis, some are, you know, in Missouri, and some are in Illinois. And so the U.S. Marshals actually are responsible for his transport to and from that facility. So they had to go get him, bring him in at a cost of about $6,200 a day for him to appear in court.
So he made it there today, though.
He did make it there today and was in court in shackles and left hand handcuffed down. He did have the use of his right hand to take notes and those kinds of things.
So what I had mentioned earlier is that there was testimony from Tammy Ross, the acting jail commissioner. He's accused of handcuffing her, and I guess she spent more than 2 hours on the stand. Can you tell us anything about the testimony today?
Just that she was a fantastic witness. She was actually cross-examined by two different lawyers from Sheriff Montgomery's side, and she just
Well, when you're telling the truth, it's a lot easier to testify. And she just recounted for the jury her story and wasn't rattled at all by any of the cross-examination. And we feel pretty good about how today went. There were four witnesses, all of whom sort of layered on to the different counts. You know, nobody got taken apart on cross-examination or even close to it.
That seems to be like your strongest count. What else will you be focused on the next couple of days? This can't last too long, right? This isn't one of those that's going to go on for weeks trials, is it?
No, we certainly think it'll go to the end of this week, maybe into early next week. You know, obviously the false arrest is the strongest count, but also, you know, there was a former employee who was working as a security guard. The sheriff ordered one of his employees to go out and disarm this guy. He had no right to take the guy's gun. That witness was Anthony Anderson, who was the then captain in the sheriff's department, who went out and, on the sheriff's orders, disarmed a former employee. We'll also have testimony about, you know, the forcing people into early retirement, the cost of the new badges and uniforms. It just kind of goes on and on.
It's unbelievable. It really is. So, but is the goal, let me ask this, is the goal of this to remove Alfred Montgomery from office, or is it to also send him to jail for a short time, or is it both?
No, so our case is entirely to remove him from office.
That's what I
thought.
We're
just trying to get him out. The federal case could send him to jail.
Right, that's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. You'd think he'd do the right thing and say, you know what, all this evidence is mounted up, I think I'm going to step down, but he has not done the right thing yet, so we'll have to track that. One other topic that I wanted to touch base with you here. We had an order, and this goes back to April, that ordered the Chinese government to pay a lot of money to Missouri, $24 billion over some things that happened during COVID. What is the current status of that? Because I think that you're getting involved in you're trying to make sure that China is held accountable here, Catherine.
Yep. So there were some international court steps we had to take. We've successfully navigated all of that. Now we're sending to the State Department the paperwork for the State Department to use its diplomats to actually serve the judgment on the Chinese government, which is a long way of saying we've successfully navigated the international law that would be the equivalent of, like, if you're getting sued, a deputy sheriff coming and serving the process on you. In this case, it'll be the U.S. State Department who serves the process on China. After that, we'll start moving forward with collecting on the judgment.
And the reality of collecting on the judgment is pretty high, the possibility?
I think this is going to be a lot of litigation, but we have already started to identify assets that are either wholly or partially owned by the Chinese government. And we're going full bore. Like, Missouri, what happened with China releasing this virus definitely had a cost to the state of Missouri, and we're going to do everything we can to recover those dollars.
And some of that has to do with property that's owned, too. I mean, in STL Today's coverage of this, they talked about Smithfield Foods, which is a pork processor. But that's a Chinese-owned company, and they have 40,000 acres of Missouri farmland. So that's one of the angles that you potentially could go after the Chinese for money. Is that true?
Yeah, well, and we might actually have to take the property and then resell it. But, yeah. And the key is that the Chinese government itself has to have some ownership interest, not just sort of Chinese individuals or companies based in China.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General of Missouri, I appreciate you coming on here. I appreciate you supporting my bumper music. You have a great Thanksgiving, if we don't talk, and keep us posted on Alfred's trial. It's going to be a Bravo movie someday, I think. I don't think it's going to make Netflix, but it'll make some streaming outlet out there.
I do think you're right, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Mark.
All right,
I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you very much. That's Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri. I was actually thinking about her predecessor today, Andrew Bailey, because Andrew and I became very close, and we communicated, and he was a fan of the show. There's something about being an Attorney General in Missouri where you're a fan of this show. Certainly it was true. Well, it used to be true of Josh Hawley before he stopped talking to me after January 6th. It was certainly true of Eric Schmidt and of Andrew Bailey. and Catherine as well. But Andrew just, he's doing his work, I guess, at the FBI because he's not getting a lot of attention right now. I guess he's just getting his head into the job and doing that. All right, I wanted to talk about something before we get to audio cut of the day. And this is, I've mentioned this before, I don't do a lot on Facebook. I like to post pictures on Instagram and the X, formerly Twitter. And then every once in a while, I'll do something like I did today. My daughter and I went to the Wicked screening at the Alamo Drafthouse. And, you know, they had a big picture of the, you know, the background of Wicked that I was able to take a picture of her in front of. And I put it on Instagram stories last night. And then I posted it on Facebook today, basically saying that she liked the movie more than I did. But that's not really the point of my story here. The point is that whenever I unfortunately go on to Facebook, and I don't do it as much as I used to, but I'll do a little doom scrolling now and again. And today, because I posted, I'm like, well, what are the stupid things that people are saying on Facebook right now? So some of you have to see this trend, and I don't know where it comes from, but certainly, you know, President Trump kind of summed it up this way a long time ago.
You are fake news.
There's so much stuff that gets on here, and there's this David Muir pattern that I want to explain. David Muir is a so-called journalist at ABC News. He was one of the hosts or the moderators from one of the presidential debates last year. Maybe it was the vice presidential debate. So people, and these are weird accounts, but everyone likes to repost these things on their account. And this gives you a little flavor for some of the posts out there. It says, David Muir stuns MSNBC audience, reads Carolyn Leavitt's entire bio live on air, silences her with one ice-cold line, sit down, baby girl. The viral moment that that left the studio gasping and Carolyn's team scrambling. So you read this, and it's very descriptive. It says, the studio lights snapped bright as Carolyn Leavitt finished her fiery rant accusing washed-up anchors of lecturing America, but across the table, David Muir didn't flinch. He sat calm, composed, almost amused. When Mika Brzezinski asked him to respond, David simply reached into his notes and folded a single sheet of paper, Carolyn Leavitt's entire biography. And then he read it aloud, and then he said, sit down, baby girl. There's a slight problem with that. Now, when you look at these posts, you'll see all these people. Yeah, David, you're our hero. Keep at him. Do this. There is zero evidence that this ever occurred, mainly because it did not occur. People are making it up. And there's a variety of these, you know, posts out there. One says, it's just as at the start, it's a quote. You know, Caroline, I've been a journalist for over 30 years. If outrage was my full-time job, I'd be a billionaire by now. His razor-sharp words leave the room silent. He didn't say it. There's like, if he said that, you could Google that and you can find that soundbite. And what's interesting is all these things on Facebook have a link and it says the 8-second moment everyone's replaying with the big twist no one saw coming. It's exploding. So like an idiot, I press on because I want to see if this is real. I kind of knew it wasn't real, but I've tried to find it. And the reason that I haven't found it is because it didn't happen. And this is what makes Facebook so toxic, because people put stuff on there, I wanted to say a different word, that is just utterly ridiculous. And I remember, I've always gone to this story, and this was a post that was on someone I didn't even like. It was someone who, back in 2016, posted something on Facebook that said, and this was a wife of a former colleague of mine, and the post started, well, I don't know if this is true, but, and they put the information up there. And it was not true. And it was about Hillary Clinton. It wasn't true. You got enough true stuff on Hillary Clinton to make a case against her, right? One of the most disliked politicians in American history. But people feel comfortable with posting things on Facebook with no connection to reality or facts whatsoever. And they want to be their own talk show hosts. And then they get responses. And the sheep don't want to find out what the real facts are. And this happens on almost every issue out there. And it's really focused on Trump derangement syndrome, which is even what the David Muir posts are about. But I don't know if it's my algorithm. Some of you maybe have to weigh in on this, because when I open up Facebook, I could do it right now. I could see several posts about this idiot David Muir, all of which are not true. Ah, Dwayne Patterson. I knew there was someone on my list for about Dwayne Patterson at 5 o'clock from hotair.com. We have the roundtable table panel set. The roundtable panel set. Jane Duker, State Rep Steve Butts, and the former mayor of Ferguson will be with us on Friday. Of course, the big show Monday at Helen Fitzgerald's. That will be live from 3 to 6. We'll do the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses. It's going to be a lot of fun. I have, I got a couple of things I want to kind of wind into audio cut of the day. So let me just sort of cheat here a little bit.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with this just because it's crazy, and I think it's a little undercovered, and I can almost promise that most of you have not heard about this particular story, and I'm sorry if you heard my iPad there. A winning bidder of a Colorado storage unit unexpectedly found more than 1 million counterfeit fentanyl pills inside a record-breaking narcotics seizure. So this happened on November 11th at a storage facility in suburban Denver, and right away, the individual notifies the sheriff's office because it looks like this place is full of illegal narcotics, mainly because it was full of fentanyl. This is when they were opening it.
Quite the story to tell. Oh, yep, we're gonna call it. No, that's an absolute metric ton of fentanyl. A gentleman just bought a unit over here at the storage facility off of John Stiles. And it's got, yeah, that one's full of pills as well. But we're looking at a couple hundred bags of blue pills.
Yeah, we're talking like 1.7 million pills. There was also meth in there that was seized.
Well, the gentleman, he had won that storage unit at auction, paid $200 for it. And then when he got into the unit, he inspected it and then uncovered a bunch of drugs. He immediately realized what it was, backed out, and notified the sheriff's office. We're just south of Denver. We're about 10 minutes south of Denver. We're a suburban community and rural as well. But things like this don't happen that often, and certainly not the largest drug seizure of fentanyl in Colorado's history. So it was shocking, and my reaction was much the same as the deputy's.
But why Colorado? That was one of the questions that was asked.
Well, we have two major interstates in Colorado, right in the middle of the state, I-25 and I-70. And so Colorado, Denver is specifically a major hub for drugs. It has been for decades. And this seizure in particular was tied back to the Sinaloa cartel. We're not going to be intimidated. We are going to enforce the law, and we're going to do what's right for our residents to keep them safe. Colorado has become less safe over the years. Our far-left legislature has deteriorated penalties for fentanyl specifically. They've reduced penalties for other crimes throughout Colorado. This is not the Colorado that I grew up in, and so we need to turn the tide.
That is a crazy, crazy story. It sounds like a movie, and let's face it, there'll probably be a movie that was made about that. And then the other story today that I found interesting, I have not yet covered, is that Lawrence Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, Harvard professor, esteemed Harvard professor, well, he's got regular correspondence with disgraced sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein. And the emails, the tranche that came out last week that were supposed to catch Trump up in all this, were, ended up playing a little bit differently for Larry Summers. And this is what he told his Harvard students today.
You will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities for a time, but I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligations. And so, with your permission, we're going to go forward and talk about the material in the class.
So basically, he said that there's a university investigation right now. So he did resign from his board position on OpenAI, but he's going to move forward. He's a Harvard professor, and he basically told his students, we're just going to kind of move forward with the content, if that's okay. The emails that were released showed 2 years of communications between Summers and Epstein on a lot of topics, including Summers' romantic interests. At one point, Epstein, this is according to the Washington Post, appears to have coached Summers through how to attract a woman. On Monday night, he said that he regretted this and said, I'm deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain that they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue in communicating with Mr. Epstein. And this kind of goes on, and he says, I'm going to fulfill my teaching obligations. I will step back from public commitments. Let me tell you something. If this tranche, the next tranche of files gets released, like Congress just requested, there are going to be a whole lot more people apologizing, just like Larry Summers. I promise you that. Now, how he keeps his job based on even this at Harvard is quite interesting. You would think that he'd take a step back in this embarrassing moment from Harvard, but he will not.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.